Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationship, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter like we're going to read this one today. Nephew, what you got?
Buckle up. Hold on tight. I'm sorry, I got caught up in the moment. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. It's a Strawberry Letter.
Yeah, appreciate you, pimp. Listen, Shirley ain't here today, so this is how we do it. I'm going to read the letter. Carla going to respond, then I'll respond. Okay. The subject is, I think my wife is ashamed of me. Dear Steve and Shirley, I'm a 58-year-old married man. I'm a dump truck driver. I retired from teaching after 30 years in the classroom. I was only 55, so I decided to reinvent myself and get back to work. I was talking to one of my homeboys that has a hauling business. I hadn't talked to him in years, but one day I ran up into him, and he was telling me how he bought a truck. And he gets a lot of business hauling dirt, tree limbs, and debris. And he sets his own rates. He said he already made $27,000 this year, and it's only March. I went to my wife with the idea of buying a truck and taking a class to become a certified driver. She shot that idea down. She said I should go find something better to do. That went in one year, in out the other one, because I had already done some research on how to start my business. Then I talked to another buddy of mine that's a fireman, and he said when people have fires, they need damaged furniture and clothes to be hauled off. He said there's so many possibilities for income if I own a truck. So I went and leased a truck. Then I completed my training. I've been driving for 4 months, and my uncle lets me park the truck on the side of his convenience store. My wife is very upset about my new profession. I think she's ashamed of me. I over talking to her bougie-ass mama. I'm sorry.
What happened? That tone, though. What happened?
Yeah. Did it say that?
It don't say ass. My own, I
asked. Yes.
I overheard her talking to her bougie mama, and she says she hopes this is just a phase because I have a PhD and I'm driving a dump truck. I was hurt, and I wanted to tell her to stop asking for my dump truck money then. How do I build with a wife who is ashamed of my new hustle and refuses to support me? My Lord. Take it away, Carla.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Well, I mean, she sounds like she's not with it, which you knew because she specifically told you that. But since you knew how she felt, you just can't be mad at her feelings. The good news is that she's not threatening to leave you. So I think you just have to keep hustling to pay the bills, because if you don't contribute to the household and if you don't help pay the bills, that's a whole nother issue. So if your wife, I don't know, if she starts talking about divorce, divorce, then you have a decision to make. But go to your wife. You have to talk to her, and maybe you guys could come together at what new ideas she will support for you hustling and support you in that. But for now, you have to keep hustling. You have to contribute to the household, because I'm telling you, as a wife, if you come in there with no contribution, you're going to have a bigger issue.
Hello. That's, you better add something to the table.
You got to add something to the table. What you got, Steve?
Here I go. I think my wife's ashamed of me. I think you're right.
Mm.
I think this is ignorance on her part, if you ask me. Mm. Here's a man who's 58 years old, and he was in the classroom. Now, teachers are already underpaid, but, yeah, you know, obviously he did well enough to retire. So congratulations to the brother. He was in 30 years in the classroom. And so at 55, he decided to reinvent himself. He ran up into Buddy, had a dump truck, and was telling him how much money he had made. He had made $27,000 so far for the year, and it was just now March. So he went in there and told his wife about this idea he thought about of raising some more money and taking a class to become a certified driver. She shot the idea down. Here's the key to this whole letter. She shot the idea down and said, I should go find something better to do. See, you got that PhD. She think you ought to put it to more use and go do something what she considers better to do. But see what some people don't understand is owning a business is probably more valuable at this point in his life than going to work for somebody else. This man has an entrepreneurial spirit. He wants the freedom setting his own rates. He wants the freedom of being his own boss. He ain't going back to work for nobody else. He put 30 years in for somebody. This man that came up with an idea, wow, I can make extra money. I don't mind working with my hands. I'm going to support my family, take care of them. Now, you in here tripping. Now, she kind of ashamed of him. And I think in this letter is. Now, we're going to get into it in the second half. But that's exactly what didn't happen. Now, is she wrong for this? I think 100% incorrect in the way she's handling this. Mm-hmm. Ain't like, and he's already making money. Because he made a statement later on in the letter that I'll read to you when we come back that says he's making money. But it's her thought of the imagery.
Mm-hmm.
What her friends gonna say while he driving the dump truck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when I come back, I will finish her off.
Okay. All right.
Put her in a nice little package in a bowl. And I will also tell you, dog, how to be successful under these conditions.
All right. Good news. All right. We'll have part two of Steve's response at 23 after the hour.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, Steve, let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, I think my wife is ashamed of me.
Yeah, well, I'd heard that before.
It's not about you. Come on with the recap letter.
That's why you call in. I've had a lot of experience at a lot of things. 58-year-old married man. He's a dump truck driver. He retired from teaching. And he was sitting at the house, for a while. He was only 55, so he wanted to reinvent himself. He ran up into a buddy of his that had a hauling service, and he told him he had a truck, and he was how much extra money you can make by hauling debris, trees, furniture, dirt, and all like this, and said he'd already made $27,000, and it was only March. He said, wow, that's a good idea, man. So he took the idea into his wife, and she shot it down, and the key word for her was, I think you should go find something better to do. That's a very bushy statement. So that went in one ear and out the other because he was already researching on how to start his own business. Then he ran up into another homie of his that was a fireman and said when people got fires, they need people to haul off their old clothes, debris, furniture, all mattresses, all this here. He said there's a whole lot of possibilities if you own a truck. So dude in the letter went and leased a truck. Then he completed his training. He'd been driving for 4 months, and his uncle let him park the truck on the side of his convenience store. My wife is very upset about my new profession, and I think she's ashamed. And you know how he found out? He overheard her talking to her bougie-ass mom.
It does not say you're adding to the description.
Now, it should say. You bougie-ass mammy. You and your damn mammy. In there running your mouth with your mammy. In here.
Anyway.
She says she hopes it's just a phase because I have a PhD. What did a PhD have to do with the man wanting to be a businessman? What does the PhD have to do with him wanting to own his own service? What does a PhD have to do with him making extra money? What does a PhD, how does a PhD allow you to be your own boss, the man? See, PhD does not allow you to be the man. Not in his world, in education. His PhD will allow him to get a job somewhere. Every job you get gonna have a supervisor attached to it. Most of them I know. He tired of that. So now he was hurt and he wanted to tell her to stop asking for my dump truck money. So you closet embarrassed. You gonna spend the money that the dump truck making, but you don't want him to drive the dump truck. Well, the truck don't drive his damn self. So that's kind of crazy. Now he says to me, how do I deal with the wife who is ashamed of my new hustle and refuses to support me? Now we have a problem. I'm pretty sure some other people like myself have been in a situation where you couldn't get support from somebody that you felt was your teammate or something like that, your live-in person, your spouse.
Right.
You know, we've all had that happen to us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing about it, when I was told if you go out there on tour, don't ever come back, I was told if you really love me, quit your job, quit doing that, and get a regular job. You see me on this radio, don't you? You see me on Family Feud, don't you? Because I didn't give a damn what you was talking about. I have the right to pursue my dream. And my dreams is valid. Now, if she had an alternative for you, I could understand. Baby, instead of having a dump truck business, let's open up this tax service because, you know, both of us are accountants. Yeah, but that ain't the case. Well, baby, let's don't do the dump truck business. I would rather us put the money in this home remodeling service. Yeah, but that ain't what she did. All she did was complain about you driving a dump truck because it's embarrassing to her. Because she bougie and her mama bougie.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what
you
I was
have
saying.
A problem.
Yeah,
I support myself, though. See, I just keep on doing what I'm doing. It's hard. And, you know, it's kind of crazy, though, man. You can be married to a person that don't support you. And tell you what, ladies, let me just say this to women. Do you know the thing that hurts men the most that they don't really mention? You know what bothers us more than anything?
What's that?
The lack of appreciation. It is the lack of appreciation. Nothing bugs your man more than he don't that he won't say it to you than if you don't appreciate him. Well, why I got well, he don't appreciate me. Well, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about women who have husbands and men who are out here going to work and bringing it in the house trying to make it work. All we want is an occasional pat on the head. I know it's hard out there, but thank you so much for the way you try to take care of this family. We really, really appreciate it. And that would go a long way with some people. But instead of just taking the money and then complaining to your bougie mammy.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve.
And hide half of the money that you're getting off the dump truck.
Post your comments at Steve Harvey FM on the gram and Facebook and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.